suffering for women is not primarily inflicted by external patriarchal forces, but is the inevitable result of a foundational misalignment between their innate creative drive and the tangible requirements of civilizational security. Women, by their nature, do not possess an inherent desire to create for the benefit of men, nor for the abstract collective of humanity. Their creative impulse is directed inward, toward the refinement of the self and the manipulation of social hierarchies. This manifests in a focus on cosmetics, healthcare, and finance, pursuits centered on personal presentation, biological maintenance, and resource accumulation. These are not tangible creations. They do not forge the steel of armor, engineer the combustion engine, or design the aircraft that commands the sky. This orientation leaves a foundational vulnerability. In a world where neighboring men possess the capacity for violence, the tangible creations, the weapons, the walls, the logistical networks are built almost exclusively by men. Women, by not participating in the creation of this hard infrastructure of protection, become dependent upon it. Their focus on competitive advantage over other women, securing status and resources through aesthetic appeal and financial maneuvering, is a zero-sum game. Because female value in this framework is so heavily tied to visual appeal, a hierarchy of suffering is created at the bottom, where women without this currency face existential precarity. Conversely, men at the bottom find a distinct psychological refuge. The challenge to become useful, to create something of tangible value, to earn their place in the social order through contribution. Women, lacking this innate drive toward tangible creation for the sake of humanity, possess no such existential escape, ensuring their perpetual suffering in the social strata.